You've been with Greg before. Today will be our first time to see him run a practice in pads. Is it any different than other coaches when you go full contact?
No, I don't think so. I think every coach in this league loves contact, loves to see guys get after, and Greg's definitely no different in that department. So you'll see guys out there with a purpose. It's going to be a physical day. The offense, everybody's excited. It's the first day of pads, and we know in order to win football games, you got to be physical.
So what have you thought of some of the young guys in the secondary? Now that you've had a chance to kind of get to know them a little bit, practice with them this spring and a few days here.
It's been exciting to watch them. You know, when you're young, everything's kind of a new experience. So seeing them now in camp, today will be a different experience for them now with pads on. But just seeing how much they're picking it up from the spring till now, not making the same mistake, asking a ton of questions. We're in the meeting room, we're in our downtime. It's always fun to watch the younger guys come along.
What about a guy like Breon Bodykow?
Mm-hmm.
He was an undrafted guy last year, pretty good season. What have you thought?
Man, he's fun to be around. You can feel his energy, and you can see how much he just loves to be out here playing football. And I think for an older guy, that's fun to be around. A young guy that's trying to just soak everything up, soak all the knowledge up. He's playing inside. He's playing outside. He has a lot of instincts. You know, ball goes up in the air. He kind of knows where to be. He's always in the right spot. So he's been a fun guy to be around so far in my stay here.
How well did you know Joe Hayden before you got here? Did you know him very well?
No, I didn't really know him at all. Obviously playing against him throughout the years, just saying what's up before games and after games, but not a real personal relationship. So it's always, I think as a veteran in this league, you have a ton of respect for guys you watch on film and you see making plays game in and game out. So I think being here, getting a chance to be around him after years of watching him play extremely well on the outside, matching up against teams' number one receivers and making plays week in and week out. It's been fun to be around him.
When you're around him every day, I mean, the last 2 years haven't been what Joe's wanted, mostly from an injury standpoint.
Mm-hmm.
Do you see him, you know, everybody talks about motivation, but do you see that is a driving force for him to get back to that Pro Bowl level that he was at a couple years ago?
I guess I don't have anything to judge him by from the past, but definitely I think he's the leader in the room, and I think the entire room is hungry. Obviously, no one was excited or happy with the results of last season, so I think everyone in our room, Joe, JT, Body, all those guys that played significant football last year are kind of eager to get back out on the field this year, and you can see that kind of starting with Joe and then the trickle-down effect of just motivated. If it's taking extra film in there, we're staying a little bit later. If we're going in right after walkthrough to watch things, just trying to put in that extra work that's going to get us to the next level.
I know you weren't here, but does 1 in 15 come up a lot? Just among the guys?
Nah, we don't talk about it a lot at all. And I guess obviously for me not being here to be a part of that, and I think for a lot of guys, you turn the page. Last year is last year, and now we're focused on what the 2017 Cleveland Browns can be. So I think that's everybody's mindset moving forward, and you're not worried about anything that took place last season.
Obviously with Greg, he always talks about guys learning two positions. Mm-hmm. You know, we've seen in some formations where a guy like Joe has been lined up in the safety spot, or I saw Breon there the other day.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, you can play both positions.
Mm-hmm.
Is it sort of a situation where you guys can line up anywhere on any court?
Yeah, I think for us it's learning too. You know, we don't always know what the package is going in, and like you just said, we've done some things already early in camp where guys lining up at different positions. And I think for Greg, he puts that onus on us, challenges us to be able to learn things and now go out on the field and execute it and play well at it. And I think he'll judge off what we look like on film in different positions, and that'll dictate what packages he uses, what defenses he uses. So for us, it's a challenge. You know, when he says, hey, we're going to run this package and you're lined up at free safety, that's a challenge for you to make sure you know what you're doing and you go out there and excel at it. You know, that only is going to create more opportunities for you to be out there on the field.
That keep a guy like you on your toes. You know, you've been around the league and you maybe feel like you kind of have seen everything. Does that help keep you on your toes?
Yeah, definitely. I think mentally you may learn a position fast and feel like, okay, I know that position. And like you just said, when he throws another position at you, it's definitely keeping you on your toes. When you go back to that hotel at night, open up the playbook a little bit longer to make sure, like, hey, if he calls on me to go in this position, I'm ready from a mental standpoint. And now I just got to go out there physically and execute it.
I know it's day 3 of camp, but do you have a feel yet for, like, what this team's going to be like during the season? I mean, you know, we're coming off 1-15, so I don't think – anybody knows exactly what to expect this year. Do you have an idea?
I think we're all the same way. We're trying to figure out who we're going to be as well, and I think the only way to do that is to go out there and work. And that's been fun to watch. You know, I've been a part of teams in Tennessee where coming off bad years, and you're trying to figure out the formula in which to improve it. And I think the one ingredient that's consistent with it all is that you got to come out here and you got to work. No matter how much you've improved your roster, what you've done in the offseason, if you don't come out here and work and build that chemistry together, it means nothing. So all the way from the beginning of OTAs when I first arrived here to these first 2 days of camp, guys are working. And I think that's the most important part, and not to focus on what we're going to be, what our identity is, or any of that right now. It's just focus on keeping your head down and working. When the time's right, when we go out there on the field for a preseason game, regular season game, then we can start to measure ourselves. But for right now, let's just go out there and get better.
You've had a chance to go against a lot of these young receivers now for a couple of months. Who are the young guys that's jumped out at you and said, okay, this guy might be able to do this?
It's been fun to compete against Ricardo. You know, I got a chance to play against him a little bit last year, and just even from OTAs now to camp, just to see kind of the guys' confidence building. Him, Higgins, those guys are out there, they're getting reps. You know, coming in, I already obviously knew Kenny, and you know who Corey is, and getting a chance to learn these guys, Higgins and Ricardo and the rest of those guys, and seeing them work and be able to go out there and make plays. I think that's the biggest thing as a young player in this league. When you go out on the practice field and you start to make plays, that's what builds your confidence. That's what lets you know that you can go out there and do it, and that continues to carry over from practice to practice. And then when it's time for the game, you've already put that play in the bank day after day. Now you know when you go out there on a Sunday, you can go out there and do it.
Does Kenny look comfortable? I mean, you've been around him before a bunch. Does he look comfortable in his new kind of surrounding?
I can honestly say I've never seen Kenny uncomfortable. No matter where he's at, he's the loudest guy there. He's laughing. He has a big smile on his face, and it's been nothing less here. So he's always looks comfortable. He's out there. He's running around, flying around, doing his normal talking trash, and having a good time.
Jason, obviously you're new here, and you haven't been around. But you know, with Greg coming in, there's this expectation that the defense is going to be transforming, adding you, Miles, a couple other new faces. I think he's some players. Deal with those expectations?
I don't think you concern yourself with expectations that go on outside of you. I think for us in our room, Greg's going to hold us to a high enough expectation that you don't have to worry about any other expectation that's being placed on you. And the reason those expectations follow Greg is because of how he coaches, you know, what he demands of guys, the excellence that he expects from us. So I think as players, as soon as he comes in, you got to adapt. He's an in-your-face type coach, and that's every single day, every single minute. So once you adapt to that, now you're just trying to go out there, and we're just chasing perfection, trying to be perfect every single day, knowing that it may not happen, but as long as we're chasing that perfection, somewhere along the line we'll find excellence.
Does it mean anything or show you anything when Miles is running 100-yard sprints after practice yesterday?
The guy wants to get better. And obviously, number one overall pick, you never know what type of personality or what type of guy you're going to get. And when you get a guy like that with that much talent already coming in so high, but all he wants to do is go out there and work and go out there and get better, I think that's going to continue to grow, not only with him, but he obviously comes in as a leader of his rookie class just because of where he was drafted. And now you see that guy, if you're a late-round pick or an undrafted guy, and you see the first overall pick out there running extra sprints, or you see him doing extra stuff in the weight room, whatever it may be, he's kind of setting the tempo and setting the tone of what it's going to mean to be a Cleveland Brown. So I think that's huge when you can draft a guy with that much talent, but also a guy with that personality and that work ethic.
On the theme of
leadership on football teams.
Say it again.
A lot gets made of leadership on football teams, and you know, players becoming leaders,
yeah,
or being the leaders and stuff like that. You know, Miles being a number one pick, everyone expects that he's going to be the leader of the defense. How does a young player, whether it's Miles or somebody else, really develop and become a leader of a team?
I think you be yourself, and I think first and foremost, when you come in as a young guy, you watch. I think there's always going to be examples in front of you, whether it's in your position group, on your side of the ball, the other side of the ball. There'll always be guys that you can look to and kind of learn from. And for a guy like Miles, you'll be competing against a guy like Joe Thomas every day. You can't get a better example of what to watch other than that guy, his work ethic, how he leads. And now you got to find what's your comfort zone. Some guys are vocal leaders. just because the guy next to you is a vocal leader doesn't mean you have to be. You may be a leader by example. So I think getting to know who you are and how you lead and continuing to just be your same consistent self, I think you'll develop into your leader in your own right.
On offense, you always hear debates about how long it takes an offensive line with new guys to come together. On defense, how long does it take, or what's the process that goes into a secondary coming together?
You can't, I guess, put a number on it, but I think training camp is a huge part of it. You know, we're here in this building late at night, and I think not only do you get to build that chemistry in your secondary while you're out on the field and you're running plays and you're communicating, but I think a lot goes into when you're in those meeting rooms, when you're in the cafeteria, when you're in the players' lounge in between meetings, of getting to know guys, getting to know whose guys' families are, what their interests are. And I think when you start to build that trust, not only on the field but off the field, that makes for that chemistry being built in that relationship on the field when a guy's maybe late to a meeting or isn't playing up to his expectations, and you can walk up to him and tell him kind of exactly what's going on and what you expect of him and tell him to pick his stuff up, and it's not taken personal. I think when you start to get those vibes and those relationships, you'll really see guys start to gel and come together.
From what you were able to see in the spring and what you see through a couple of days of camp, what's the potential of this group to do well right away?
I think we have a ton of potential, and you know, there's 32 teams in the NFL right now talking about the potential that we have and the aspirations and the goals, and I think now is trying to put it together. You know, obviously, in our secondary, there were a few new faces, but a lot of those guys played a lot of football together last year. You know, Body and JT and Joe and IC and DK, a lot of those guys were all here together, so they all had a bond that was beginning to be built, and the team is really young. So, you know, each year you're adding on to that experience, you're adding on to guys' relationships. So I think the few new pieces that we have, guys are gelling really well together, and it'll be up to us to continue to improve each and every day until that finished product is done.
You're going to find that most of us who cover the Browns have been here a while, and we're kind of skewed because all we see is losing. A lot of guys my age are old enough to remember when the team won all the time, but all the guys who cover the team now see is losing. Of course, you haven't been around that, but how do you take that? You join a team that has had a culture of losing for quite a while now.
You know, obviously for me, I've been kind of been in Tennessee for the past 8 years, and I've gone through years like that. Of losing and guys on the outside not knowing what to expect because they become so accustomed to one thing. And I think when you're in it, you know how much you put into it and how much it means to you. So I think for you, you can't focus on the negative. We used to always say just choke the negative and continue to try to flip that deposit. And I think for this team, every year is a new opportunity, a new beginning. There's new faces. There's culture change going on, I think. And for us, the focus is winning. When you kind of put that in your mind and you really believe it and you just work towards it, for right now, it's the beginning of training camp. Don't worry about it. Just put your head down and work. When the time is right, pick your head up, look up at the scoreboard and see where we're at.
Where would you come down on the question of, do you think the Browns can win in 2017?
It's the only reason I'm here. I didn't come here to lose. So I think everybody inside that locker room, inside that building, all has the expectation to win.